Have you ever stopped to think, if there are hidden currents moving under the surface of the financial markets, things that could maybe quietly impact your investments, even in something like a mutual fund?
Yeah, things that aren't immediately obvious.
Exactly. So today we're taking a deep dive into a really surprising phenomenon that some new research has uncovered. Our mission here for you is to cut through the jargon, get you properly informed on this key detail, how some mutual funds hold back a slice of their securities lending income.
And crucially, the kind of unexpected distortions this actually creates for your portfolio. It's fascinating stuff.
It really is. And what makes this deep dive even possible now is, well, relatively recent rule changes, right?
That's right. We really have the SEC's investment company reporting modernization rules to thank. They finally pulled back the curtain on these practices.
Practices that were pretty much invisible before that.
Completely opaque for a very long time.
Okay, so let's use that new transparency then. We all know traditional management fees for mutual funds, they've been dropping steadily.
All right, the pressure's been on.
So fund companies needed other ways to make money, and one big one they found is securities lending.
Yeah, a very significant one.
Yeah, I mean, get this. Back in 2017 alone, active U.S. equity mutual funds pulled in over $600 million in gross lending revenue.
It's a staggering number. And here's where it gets really interesting and, frankly, maybe a bit frustrating for you listening. This research shows some big fund companies aren't just lending securities. They're using their own affiliated agents, sort of in-house brokers, to handle it. And those affiliates keep a portion of the lending fees. The data suggests about 22.6% of that gross revenue went to costs overall.
And how much to the affiliates?
An average of 8.8% went specifically to these affiliated agents. We're talking major players here.
Yeah, mine.
LN, BlackRock, Fidelity, State Street. The research calls them fee retainers.
Fee retainers.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they're keeping a cut, how do they still get investors? What's their strategy?
Well, it looks like these fee retainers often compensate by offering lower headline management fees, the fee you see advertised.
Ah, so it looks cheaper up front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the catch for your portfolio, and it's subtle. The research suggests they tend to attract what it calls naive investors,
Meaning.
meaning investors who maybe understandably just assume lower management fees mean better overall returns, and they don't realize this other fee is being kept or how it might affect things. They think the funds will perform the same.
Right, they miss the potential downstream impact. So how does this actually impact the fund's
Okay,
performance?
so connect the dots here. If you're a fee retainer, you make more money when you lend out stocks that command high fees. These are often called special stocks.
Special stocks, like hard to borrow ones, maybe heavily shorted.
Precisely. Stocks that lenders charge a premium for.
Yeah.
So these fee retaining funds have a strong incentive to hold more of these high fee stocks in their portfolio.
How much more?
The research found they hold about 32.5 basis points more in these special stocks compared to other funds that lend but don't retain fees through affiliates.
And 32.5 basis points, that's about a third of a percent.
Roughly, yes. Doesn't sound huge, but this actually helps explain something puzzling that academics have seen for a while.
Well, what's that?
It's called the lending fee anomaly. Basically, stocks with high lending fees have tended to underperform in the future, even after you account for the lending income itself. It didn't quite make sense.
But this research suggests.
It suggests the fund's incentive is the missing piece. Their drive to hold and lend these high fee stocks might actually be contributing to driving the prices of those stocks down.
Wow. So the act of trying to capture the lending fee hurts the stock price itself.
That seems to be the implication. And ultimately, this leads to worse performance for you, the investor.
How much worse?
Fee retainers showed an average underperformance of 51 to 60 basis points per year compared to non-retaining funds.
So potentially losing over half a percent of your return every year.
Every single year, just because of this incentive structure. So the securities lending, which should help your returns.
Ends up hurting them because it distorts the fund manager's choices.
Precisely. Distorted portfolio choices driven by that fee retention.
Okay, if it's bad for investors, why does it keep happening? It seems like something people would notice.
Well, historically, the information just wasn't there. It was incredibly opaque, buried deep in, 100-page annual reports, if disclosed clearly at all.
Hard to spot.
Very. And even now, think about it. If your fund returns slightly less than another, most people just put it down to maybe bad luck or market conditions.
Right. Not necessarily an internal incentive issue that's structurally dragging performance.
It's almost designed to be missed.
So let's recap this then. We've basically unpacked how these hidden incentives in securities lending can create some really surprising distortions,
which ultimately can mean low returns in your pocket.
Understanding this whole mechanism seems absolutely key then to being a truly informed investor.
Definitely. Knowing that the headline management fee, that low number they advertise, doesn't always tell the full story about your potential returns or the fund's incentives.
Yeah. So that leaves us with a final thought, maybe a provocative one for you to consider. If just knowing about these behind-the-scenes incentives matters this much for your returns, what if regulators push transparency even further?
What do you mean?
Imagine if they mandated that all the income from lending securities had to flow directly back to you, the investors.
And all the costs were just clearly, truly part of the main expense ratio. No separate affiliated agent fees.
Exactly. Full transparency. How much more efficient, maybe how much more profitable could your investments actually be then?
That's something to really think about
Yeah.
next time you're looking at your fund statements.